So, you want customers for your SaaS business. And today I'm going to show you how you can get your first 100 paying SaaS customers via this thing that's called building in public. I'm going to go over what it means and actual tangible strategies that you can apply to get your first 100 paying customers. So, let's break it down. What does building in public mean? Essentially, it's sharing what you're building with consistency. This is a big word here, just like with anything in life, right? If you're not consistent, it's quite pointless, right? If you go to the gym 2 weeks straight, amazing, you're doing a great job, but then you stop for a week, and then you go back 2 weeks and you stop for a week, it doesn't work, right? You gotta go every single day. Same thing with business, same thing with software, same thing with SaaS. If you wanna get 100 customers in 100 days, you gotta be consistent with it. You gotta show up every single day, multiple times, you gotta be consistent. Now, this building in public movement essentially boils down to, sharing your progress on social media, right? That's basically it. Now, as you know, there's multiple social media. There's Facebook, right? There's Twitter, which is now called X. There's TikTok, right? There's YouTube. There's LinkedIn, right? And depending on where your target customer is, for example, if you're a B2B SaaS, I recommend going maybe to LinkedIn to share your progress every single day, like document what you're doing. And I'll show you examples after this, right? Document what you're doing, what you're struggling with, incentivize people to comment, right? Write these long posts, right? Literally just working, detailing what you're doing, literally just saying, I did this today, tomorrow I'm going to do this and this and that. I'm facing these issues, hopefully tomorrow those are fixed. Just literally, yep, just document with no specific structure, no nothing, just start, right? And this might be a little bit intimidating. You might be thinking, man, but what do I share, man? What do I post about? Doesn't matter. The first post is going to suck. The second post is going to suck. Third post is going to suck. 10th post is going to suck. Eventually, you're going to start getting better and understanding the algorithms of these platforms, how they work. But there's nothing really that I can say here. I mean, I can like talk about algorithms, talk about how things work, what you should and shouldn't do, but I won't, because the best way to get you to do this, is to actually go out and try it and apply it to your own business, okay? Let me show you an example, right? To show you that my building in public journey also was awful from the start, right? I think this is one of the very first videos I published. So these are all the shorts I published right here on this channel. And I was actually posting them originally on TikTok, and then I used an application to actually a SaaS to automatically syndicate them to YouTube. Let me show you exactly what I mean by building in public, which is literally documenting the process and how bad it was. So let me just play this. Hopefully there's audio. If not, I'll add it over.
Hey TikTok, how's it going? So this is just a video of my dog to get your attention, but I just want to let you all know that I'm starting a new business. It has nothing to do with dogs, but I'll be documenting and posting my journey here on TikTok. So if you're interested in online businesses, make sure to follow along.
Yeah, awful, okay? I know, awful. But then he got better eventually, right? He got better. Let me show you actually a fair enough example of...
So I'm building a startup and documenting the whole process here on TikTok. The most recent milestone was we found an extremely talented developer. And I want to break down the costs so far. So first, as you know, we bought the domain, which costed us $7.28.
So yeah, basically I was just literally documenting the process, right? And on here, to be fair, there wasn't much engagement because the engagement, most of it came from TikTok. And honestly, and I've talked about this in the past, I didn't have a VPN at the time, so my account was showing videos to where I was based in, which was Portugal, so I was recording videos in English. They were being shown to an audience in Portuguese, to a Portuguese-based audience, so they weren't getting many views, much traction. But I also syndicated these to Twitter, and I also documented the process on Twitter and some on LinkedIn, right? But the whole thing about this is just start documenting the process. The first ones are going to suck, but you got daily showing up. And also, the good thing about documenting and building in public is that you hold yourself accountable with your own self, because you know, okay, oh fuck, I need to post a video tomorrow, so I need to do some work today. Actually, no, never mind, I need to post a video today of what I did today. So at night I need to post a video of what I did today, so I need to do some work on weekends, on every single day, right? You gotta do some work because people are cheering you on, they're commenting, they're saying good luck, go ahead, anything you need, let me know. So you need to push yourself to post every single day. You're essentially by building in public, you're holding yourself accountable to the people that are seeing your content. And there's no better way of me explaining that, how that feeling goes. You only know when you're actually doing it, okay? Again, note that the building in public can work on any platform, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, X, Pinterest, I don't know, right? It depends on your SaaS. What I recommend is you try all, right? I started with TikTok, didn't really work, then syndicated to YouTube, didn't really work too. So then I tried Twitter, X, and it kind of worked. And then tried YouTube long form, and also it worked because I moved from these shorts to actually long form videos on YouTube, which I want, right? I can actually show you, by the way, since we're here, right? I started documenting the process on a weekly basis. So all these videos right here, it's the first one on the basement, started 2 years ago. It's 7 minutes documenting the whole, because then I compiled all the TikToks I recorded and all the footage I had from recording for 1 year, I compiled that into a 7-minute video going over our journey for a year. So people like that. I also shared this on LinkedIn because I thought, okay, this is a business, a proper montage quality type of video. So I might as well post it on LinkedIn, got a ton of traction on there too. And when you make these posts, people actually love it. People love to see people try. They don't like to see when you're too successful, which maybe we'll keep that for another video, but they like to see you try. They like to see you make your $1,000, your $10,000. People love to see it. And they'll reach out to you, they'll message you, they'll give you encouragement words, they'll connect you with certain people, right? Putting yourself out there, and myself, putting myself out there was one of the best things I've done ever because it opened so many doors, okay? But then again, I was documenting every single week, right? Just me yapping to the camera, right? Talking again, making 1K a week with marketplace business, right? Then I moved to Bali for 3 months, right? I'm not sure where that is. I think this one is Bali. Yeah, this is Bali with my co-founder. So I literally was yapping and documenting the process. Are we taking any money, investors' money? How I'm growing my startup? I was stressed as hell at this time. I had to take a break. The pivoting of the company, how much money we were making. So I was literally documenting by week what we're doing, exactly, step by step by step, right? And so this is what the Building in Public movement is. I guess we can call it a movement. It's just sharing exactly what you're doing. The highs, the lows, literally everything. And one, it holds yourself accountable. So every day you got to actually show up. And when you show up, you need to have some work done to actually document, right? Whether that's documenting via writing or video or voice, doesn't really matter. I recommend you do by video, because it's better than that people see your face, right? But second thing is that it opens so many doors, right? And people love to see it. Third, people love to see it. People encourage you and will push you on. And so again, Building in Public, first things first is you choose or try every single platform and document the process there. And one of the biggest ones we've done is Twitter. Twitter is great because there's people love the Building in Public movement on there. Because Twitter, in my opinion, a lot of people don't use it, but it's one of the best platforms for entrepreneurs. Second to LinkedIn. Actually, no, LinkedIn sucks because LinkedIn is too superficial, in my opinion, and it's just people licking their own asses. And I prefer Twitter because it's much more real, right? You post something and people tell you what's wrong, right? On LinkedIn, it's not really that way. Maybe I use it wrong, but I prefer Twitter, which, because also Twitter is filled with tech people, if you know your circles. LinkedIn is filled with not regular people, but people that are not necessarily in tech. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe that's my experience, but yeah. This is how you get your first 100 customers, is literally by building in public. This is what we did, right? We built in public. We documented the whole process. Some things go viral, and you get customers off of it. You just keep on going, keep on iterating, keep on climbing the ladder to success. And again, documenting the process is a great way to get your first customers, because people get to know, like, and trust you. You gain rapport with them, and that's the best way to get them to buy. So yeah, that's it. That's the video.